This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. South Korea's military says North Korea launched a ballistic missile Thursday toward its eastern waters. The launch was the North's sixth round of weapons firings in less than 2 weeks, which has prompted condemnation from the United States and other countries. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the launch was made Thursday morning, but gave no further details like how far the weapon flew. Thursday's launch came 2 days after North Korea fired an intermediate-range missile over Japan for the first time in 5 years. The North's flurry of weapons tests in recent days came after the United States staged military drills with South Korea and Japan in the waters off the Korean Peninsula's east coast. North Korea views such drills as an invasion rehearsal. After touring the soccer stadium where over 130 people died, Indonesia's president is calling for changes to prevent another disaster. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Visiting Malang City, Indonesian President Joko Widodo went to Kanjuruhan Stadium and visited a hospital where victims were recovering. A panic crush on Saturday after police fired tear gas at rioting soccer fans resulted in one of the world's deadliest disasters at a sporting event. A police chief and 9 officers have been removed from their posts, and 2 club officials have been banned from soccer for life. Widodo says he saw for himself problems like locked doors and steep stairs that made the panic more deadly. He pledged a thorough investigation and says a total evaluation of football management is in order so that this stadium disaster will never occur again. I'm Jennifer King.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow